and you're listening to the Texas Standard. In Lawrence Wright's spectacular new book, God Save Texas, he begins his ode to the Lone Star State in a place that may be among the most Texan of all retailers. Corny, tacky, bigger than Elvis, and most of all, proudly commercial. Yes, we are talking about Buc-ee's. That little beaver in the logo may be cute, but he's got teeth. A lawyer for the gas station Coombe Jerky Stop / Mini Shopping Mall told a federal jury Tuesday that San Antonio-based Choke Canyon Barbecue is using a similar cartoon critter in its logo to confuse drivers into pulling off the highway to shop in its travel center instead. Joining us now is Matt McCutcheon. He is an advertising lecturer at the Stan Richards School of Advertising and Public Relations at the University of Texas at Austin. Matt, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Oh, good to be back. Thanks.
Just so listeners can get a picture in their head in case they don't already have one, the Buc-ee's logo is circular, yellow background, and a beaver looking to the right with a red cap on his head, and he's got his tongue sticking out. The Choke Canyon Barbecue logo is circular. It's got a yellow background and an alligator looking to the right with a cowboy hat on its head, and he's got his tongue sticking out too. Now, when you look at these logos, are they more alike or are they different?
I think they're more alike. I think that they're, you know, there's a couple of issues kind of going on here. One, obviously, the legal arguments and where those lines are between being able to copyright an animal. These seem to be, you know, very similar and a look and feel because there are so many similarities. But I think there's another issue, though, the bigger issue of why you would want to try to piggyback on an existing brand. Why wouldn't you want to carve out your own space a little more? And I think, you know, I'm not really sure as a consumer if I would get the connection between an alligator and a barbecue place in San Antonio named Choke Canyon. And that way it's not the first, you know, it's not an obvious connection.
Well, I mean, it's not obvious what Buc-ee's has to do with clean restrooms either. But I mean, I take them at their word that it's, you know, it's just one of those things. I suppose if you're driving on the highway in Texas, you see that little woodchuck or beaver, whatever it is, and you know what that's about. But that's over years of working up this logo. And I think the folks at Buc-ee's would argue, look, we've worked really hard to plant this image, that symbol, the circle with the yellow and the critter inside, as a symbol of certain characteristics that people now expect in a travel center in Texas, right?
Absolutely. And I think that people would be able to see that there's a sort of a counterfeit or a copy of that because it is so close. To me, it seems like it's trying to confuse people a bit or trying to, you know, a lot of times in marketing, we will call it a borrowed interest problem, where it's trying to borrow something that somebody's interested in and trying to reframe it in a different way or give it a different meaning, you know, for a different audience. And usually it's an issue because it's not a natural connection.
That's interesting too, and it's also this idea that perhaps this is the, you know, if you have another character in a circular logo, maybe this is the knockoff chain, and you see a liability there.
Exactly, because you never want to go ahead and, you know, telegraph the idea that you're sort of an also-ran or a second or third place in the market. You always want to lead, and that's why, you know, a lot of Buc-ee's other competition, say, you know, QT or Wawa, if they ever start moving in here, that, you know, that have really unique brands, it would be a lot easier for them to compete head-to-head, whereas, you know, Choke Canyon is always going to be, oh, that's the place that kind of looks like Buc-ee's.
You know, Buc-ee's has built up a lot of goodwill across the Lone Star State, and now to be seen as so aggressively trying to protect its logo, does it risk losing a little bit of that goodwill in the process?
I think it's more of a stand your ground sort of issue that they have, because they have so much equity and because it is something they feel strongly about and worth fighting for, that you wouldn't want this to be eroded, you know, slowly but surely, because it is such an icon at this point.
Matt McCutcheon is an advertising lecturer at the Stan Richards School of Advertising and Public Relations at the University of Texas at Austin. Matt, thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.